Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Helena community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? People often ask me how to sign up to Tell a Story at Tell Us Something. Go to tellussomething.org and click Tell a Story to see the themes for 2017. Click the link for the theme that resonates with you. A new page opens, and there you can complete the form. And then call 406-203-4683 to pitch your story. This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on April 6th, 2017 at Free Ceramics in Helena, Montana. 9 storytellers shared their story based on the theme, The First Time. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Elizabeth Rivard and is titled, My Baby's Leaving Home. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for coming out. My story is about my firstborn and her leaving home for the first time. But I'm going to give you some backstory before we get to the good stuff. So my daughter Janae was a feisty little thing, and she has a very strong will. She's very creative. She does not take no for an answer. And of course, I fell in love with her immediately, as any parent knows that they do. So I taught her how to knit when she was 5, and she just blew my mind that she actually got it. And one of my sisters taught her how to sew when she was about 7. She taught her how to sew by hand, and she was always working with her hands. When she was probably 7, 8 years old, she started making friendship bracelets out of embroidery thread and wanted to sell them at the farmer's market. So I took her down there on Saturday. We set up a table, and she sold her wares. And she knew from a very young age that she wanted to be her own boss. She wanted to have a business, and she wanted to be her own boss. And she let me know that she was born on Boss's Day, which I didn't even know existed. But it's true, she was. She was born on Boss's Day. She took a lot of sewing classes in high school, a lot of art classes, had a great math mind. After high school, she wanted to go to the Fashion Institute. She decided she was very into fashion and wanted to be a fashion designer. She knew that pretty early on. So she applied to FIT in New York, the Fashion Institute, and did not get in. So she spent her time working at Soul Sisters, and she was on the computer all the time looking for something else because she was bound and determined to get out of Helena. So she found a school in London that taught old-style bespoke tailoring. And I said, do you know what tailoring is? And she was like, no. I said, well, it's like men's suits, that kind of thing, because she was into dresses and girly stuff. And she said, I don't care. I'm going. I'm getting out of here. She got into the school, and she was set to leave in January. This was in 2010. And I was so nervous for her. She was going to a city of almost 8 million people, 4,000 miles away, 200 languages spoken in London. And she's going from Helena, Montana. But she was not to be stopped. So she arranged to stay at a youth hostel for the first few weeks, and then she was going to figure it out from there. I was just worried sick. So I took the day off from work the day before that she went, helped her pack, and just spent the day together. And my whole body was in pain because I'm a worrier. And she's my firstborn, and she's going so far away. And I know that people do it all the time, but she's mine you know. So she set off to London, and we had no contacts there except one of my sisters goes trekking in Nepal quite a bit, and so she knew a fellow from Nepal that happened to be in London. So we arranged for him to meet her at the airport and help her get to the youth hostel. So that happened, and she got there safely. She eventually found a place to live more permanently, and she was there for a few months, and it was Easter now, and we were talking on the phone. It was just an absolutely beautiful day, spring day in Montana. One of those perfect days with, it was warm, sunny, no wind, early spring, the birds were chirping, and I was out on my back deck talking to her on the phone, and she was at a cafe in London, and we're just chatting, and all of a sudden she screamed. And she goes, "Oh no!" And she's screaming. And I said, "Janae, what's going on? You gotta talk to me. You have to tell me what's going on." And she's not talking to me. She's just screaming. "Oh no! Oh my God! No, no!" And I'm like, "Janae, you have to talk to me." It was so surreal. I can't even explain to you how surreal it was. It's this bucolic day, just so peaceful. Yet on the other end of the phone is my daughter screaming, and I have no idea what is going on. And I'm a worrier, like I said. So I'm kind of freaking out, and to put it mildly. And then she just starts breathing really heavy. She goes, "Oh, no, no, no." I'm like, "Janae, you have to talk to me. You've got to calm down. You have to talk to me." And I've just got images in my mind that there's a terrorist attack. I mean, what else could be going on, you know? So, and then the phone went dead. Yeah. So I am completely freaked out. So I called her dad. We were divorced. And I said, "Jim," I told him what happened. And I said, "You have got to get over here because I'm freaking out. I don't know what the hell is going on, but she's in trouble. I have never felt so helpless in my life, completely helpless." And then I called my sister in Portland who had the Nepalese friend. You know, I wouldn't think to go on Google or something because I didn't have a computer, number one, and it's just not how I think. I mean, I still use the phone book and the dictionary, even though I have a smartphone. So I called my sister and I said, "Can you call your Nepalese friend in London and ask him if he knows if there's a terrorist attack or something?" I mean, I was grasping at straws because I felt so helpless and I had to do something. I had to feel like I was doing something. And I kept trying to call her back, couldn't get through. Anyway, finally, 20 minutes into the ordeal or something, finally got through to her. And she said, "Mom, I can't talk to you right now. I'm talking to the police." And I said, "Well, you're not hanging up on me. You're going to tell me what's going on." And she said, "Somebody stole my computer." I was like, "Oh my God, are you kidding me? Is that all?" I thought there was a terrorist attack going on or something, you know? But she was sitting at this outdoor cafe, and this kid just ran by and grabbed her computer, and the heavy breathing I heard was she chased him. She never did get it, but she did chase after him. Anyway, I went to visit her a few months later and got to see the scene of the crime, which was a little anticlimactic. Anyway, now she lives in New York, and she is a boss. She has her own business in the fashion industry. And so I'm very proud of her, but I still worry about her every day. Thank you.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Elizabeth Rivard is the 10th of 11 children and was raised in Buffalo, New York. She spent her 20s in Seattle doing various things such as working at the Pike's Place Market, bicycle messaging, and studying massage therapy. She settled in Helena 24 years ago and raised her son and daughter here. Currently, Elizabeth is institutionalized at the VA Monday through Friday. In her off time, she enjoys being outside, hiking, and working in her garden. She usually has some sort of creative project in the works. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients. Dining made different. TopHatLounge.com. The Wilma, a locally owned and independently operated venue, The Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, The Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, The Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building and has become a destination for nationally touring musicians. TheWilma.com, CabinetParts.com. The number one source for cabinet hardware since 1997. Anyone searching for the best kitchen cabinet hardware at a great price needs to go to CabinetParts.com. CabinetParts.com, in business since 1997, combines knowledgeable hardware specialists with the best online shopping experience nationwide. With fast and easy ordering, free hinge matching service, and same-day shipping, CabinetParts.com is the direct source for all of your cabinet hardware needs. The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. The Good Food Store, supporting Western Montana farmers and ranchers for almost 50 years. The Good Food Store supports local folks creating their own beer, salsa, baked goods, ice cream, and more. The Good Food Store is a passionate supporter of Missoula nonprofits, supporting multiple organizations, events, and fundraisers every year. Learn more at goodfoodstore.com. Missoula Broadcasting Company is locally owned and operates four radio stations. The Trail 103.3, Missoula's quality rock and part of our unique Western Montana community, featuring local DJs who love Missoula and know their music. Jack FM 105.9, playing what they want. U 104.5 FM, your at-work listening station. And ESPN 102.9, focusing on city, state, and regional sports, giving exposure and insight to teams and athletes in and around Western Montana. Martin McCain, Woodworks and Design. If you're looking for custom, modern, or mid-century cabinetry and furniture to fit your home, check out Martin's work on Instagram. He's at Martin_McCain_Woodworks over there, and MartinMcCain79 on Pinterest. You can always friend up with him on Facebook, because if he's doing work for you, it's pretty likely you'll become friends. Facebook.com/MartinMcCainWoodworks. Enlighten Lab Float Center. Enlighten Lab Float Center is a spa featuring sensory deprivation or floating as a wellness therapy. Unplug, reset, and recharge in their state-of-the-art float tanks. Learn more at EnlightenLab.com. That's EnlightenLab.com. Find. Find is a vintage store located in Missoula, Montana that sells unique finds, antiques, eclectic furniture, and home decor. Currently in transition, Find will reopen its doors at some undetermined date. Gecko Designs. Gecko Designs is a great little design shop specializing in responsive, results-driven web design, and are a proud supporter of the arts, hosting First Fridays every month and making sure that the artists receive the full sale amount when they successfully sell a piece of art. GeckoDesigns.com. Podcast production by me, Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers, Emily Free Wilson, Elizabeth Rivard, Laura King, Andrea Crossguns, me, Mark Moss, Sarah Elkins, Andy Shirtliff, Jessica Peterson, and Aaron Parrott.
Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at cashforjunkersmusic.com. If you're interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at mark@tellussomething.org. That's MARC@tellussomething.org. Podcast production by me, Mark Moss.
For the most up-to-date information about Tell Us Something and upcoming events, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and subscribe to the podcast. Check out the website to listen to 6 years' worth of stories. TellUsSomething.org.